Welcome to the Super Flexible Podcast. I am your host and co-commissioner, Master P.
And this is the Keltzman. What's going on, everyone?
Yeah, look at this. Another Brady Bunch segment. Looking down, looking around. the Mock Brothers are joining us tonight on this Friday night.
We have Mock 1 and 3, right?
Mock 1 and then just kind of ends it there.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Once you get past the first one.
That was the point. There was some kind of a summary saying that in Facebook or something like that, right? I thought I saw something like that.
It was.
Yeah. So
welcome, guys. How's everybody doing tonight? So good to see you guys. Welcome to the podcast for the last and final 2 weeks, I guess, from the final one.
Season. Coming down to the wire. It's exciting.
Yeah. And we have, I think this is actually first time for you guys even coming on at all, really. But I guess, it's a couple of the guys did it before. But
I was on at your house before.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That was at the very beginning.
You dropped in when we did the poker game, mm-hmm. and you just hopped in there and talked about your playoff game, which I don't remember who you were playing. But that was actually a really good podcast.
Yeah, that was probably, what, a year ago?
Probably got eliminated
in the first round also. So, a solid streak going.
We have another incoming right here in a second here. He looks confused. Where's your hat, dude? Where's your hat?
Man, I bet he's wearing the same shirt.
There's no Masters hat. There's no tan Masters hat.
He's working. I think he's in a different spot. No, he's not. He just has the camera angled up.
He just has no Christmas tree in his background like last week.
That's right. Well, it's time more in the corner. We'll just wait for Caleb to come on. He's muted himself right now. Caleb, if you can hear me, we are recording, so you are good to go, my friend, whenever you can hop in there. I think he just had dinner, so he should be well full and fueled and ready to go for this.
We're almost done with the testing.
So there's the hat.
His hat is right there. I may be a little slow, but just got that.
This is the most video I've ever seen on this thing before. This is good.
I like this. Yeah. I like this.
I like it a lot.
Andre,
shirt? What shirt were you talking about, Andre?
I don't think I can hear you anymore, Andre.
Muted.
Bummer. Oh, no. Mayday, mayday. Anyway.
I don't know. Probably the same blue and white shirt you wear at every event.
That's us. Hey,
have you guys started the podcast yet?
We have. We are on right now. You keep muting yourself, Caleb. I don't know what you're doing.
Don't mute yourself,
dude. Yeah. Well, let's kind of we just had the first round of playoffs, right? We have Seth coming back from a bye for the first week. Lucky you, right? And then we had Mikey coming in from a bye. So you guys are going up. Seth, you have the matchup against Andre, I believe, and then Caleb is going against Mikey. So yeah, and I can't hear you guys. Give me a hey, what's up, just to make sure everybody's there.
We haven't been talking. That's why you're just talking.
So. Yeah, I know, but like we didn't have
politely
volume.
In line.
That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then, okay, cool.
Andre's getting ready to like talk shit to kids in a Halo chat room.
I've been writing it all down.
All right, so let's. So having said all that, let's take a look at last week's matchups and kind of just see what went on over there.
Skip one or two of those, I think.
We can talk about them all.
We got to show them all.
Yeah, we got to show them all here. So let me see here. Going back.
Well, you see, you're losing to Kyler. Good start.
I know. The plan's working.
Doesn't surprise
plan
me.
Plan is working.
Anyway, yep. Moving on to the real winners.
Yeah.
Bracket here.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So let's go over this first one. Whoa.
Oh.
I mean, before the points started rolling in, it looked good.
Yeah, right? It did. So let's kind of backtrack here. So in the beginning, Austin, you had Caleb about by 3 points or so, which, you know, this is another reason why we need to get rid of projections just so it doesn't show shame at the end of it. But yeah, I mean, so Austin, let's start with you, man. I mean, just your thoughts out on the pod right now about what happened to the game.
Look, let's at least give credit where credit is due to start. Caleb's team, holy shit.
It doesn't matter
what I would have done. That team just would have rolled over everyone last week.
Yeah.
Now that that's out of the way. typical week for me.
Yeah. 98 points
close to close to 100 points, you know, underperforming by a solid 40. So yeah, typical week.
Yeah, it's, man.
Inconsistencies, man. That's the story of my season. Inconsistencies.
Well, so you had all season you're fighting Michael Thomas like crazy. Like, what the heck's going on with him? Eckler goes out at a pivotal time.
Right when I got him. A quarter in.
Yeah. But he came back for you. He obviously wasn't the problem there.
No, he did good.
James Conner started off.
He started off he was a solid, you know, 15, 20 points a week the first 5-6 weeks, and then just kind of hit a wall.
Yeah, man. It almost seems like Pittsburgh. I heard some kind of a stat, I think, but like their average passing attempt or whatever is more yards than they've even got with rushing to begin with. So it's like, well, yeah, you have twice as good of a chance to get more yards passing. Why wouldn't you just pass the ball all the time?
Yeah, but still, you have James Conner can also be a receiving back too. In a PPR league, it's like, all right, cool. And I'll take 15 points out of a number two running back. That's cool with me.
I think it's just because all the wide receivers that like what you got Chase Claypool now.
Well, I was going to say Claypool really.
Ebron,
has exploded. He's been a really good rookie.
And he was drafted a little later. Like, wasn't he third round for us?
I think. Yeah, we'll get into that later when we talk about kind of how to do the draft stuff. I have some thoughts on that.
Well, we got that. Okay, I'll write that down. Draft stuff. Cool. All right. So, obviously your team just.
They took a shit.
Perform. Yeah, they took
and a shit. And all year I've had to think Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. Like, I don't want to play them both. I played them both one time. They both put up like 6 points. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, isn't Thielen kind of, what's the contract situation with him? Isn't he questionable
he's
next year for
one
that?
More I think he's on one, yeah, more, he's one more year.
Okay, that's what I thought. I knew it could be kind of iffy. So you know, we've all been there on the underperforming teams for sure. So Caleb, dude, Derrick Henry, I mean, are you giving him a raise or what? Are you gonna answer? Okay.
Yeah, Derrick Henry had a great game. What I'm more focused on, Tom, you know, you always want to be better the next week than you were the week previously. And what I see and what I continue to harp on is Tom Brady. Have you seen his rushing stats? 3 carries for negative 2 yards. Andre Mock didn't play a single down and had more rushing yards than Tom Brady.
He's got a point.
Yeah,
it was a good week. Like Austin said, like Kareem Hunt, like I'm never going to see 28 points out of him this year, you know, backing up Chubb when he's really,
getting minimal downs.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse running back behind him or a running back situation with the Browns. I mean, it's pretty good.
No, Browns are stacked and they do, you know, divvy it out, but like Nick Chubb's going to get the majority of it, but like Kareem Hunt's going to get some catches, which obviously is an automatic point. Yeah.
Well, and he's like the extra glorified backup running back. I mean, when he's, you know, when Chubb's gone or out, I mean, it's like him all day, automatic start.
Do you consider the Cleveland Browns backfield the best 1-2 punch?
It's pretty close.
Who else
are you
going to compare that to? Not nobody. You
that's,
know?
I thought, Seth, you were like in a comeback. Like another
Giants. The Giants, right?
Yeah.
Wayne Gallman, Deion Lewis.
Boom, boom. 3, 4, 5 in the Giants backfield. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones with the turf monster.
Excellent stuff.
I had a good week outside of Tyler Boyd. You know, the Bengals quarterback obviously went down and his numbers kind of began to dwindle, not only with the rookie, but also with his quarterback during this specific week.
Yeah, it's on Mikey's behalf, we're ashamed that we can't have nice things for the Bengals. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't really care what Mikey thinks about that.
I bet you don't. Is that? Yeah. Okay. So, all right. There's that one. Let's move on to the second beat down of Gabe. Just lube and ready to go, right, Andre?
Lube it up.
I mean, it's just effortless. So after the first time I worked him already, it was just open and ready.
What was it? So you had 164 and 119 last week. You had 148. So it was closer last week, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you had the 1-2 punch, the one to the two punch, I would guess, with Chubb getting a whole bunch. And then Rodgers going off like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much, what was that trade that you gave Kyler to get Rodgers?
It was a 2023 first rounder for Aaron Rodgers and Tua. And yeah. I mean, Tua went off last week too. So I had options. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's a first rounder way in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I mean, yeah. It's,
Kyler, Mark's kid. I've always wondered why like Mark's not better based off Kyler's roster.
I know. I thought Kyler was Mark's.
Yeah.
Because as much as he's put on this podcast and as much as he's put in this league, I thought for sure Kyler is Mark's kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
No, we actually
he
met.
He barely knows electronics.
Yeah, we met
knows
Kyler.
How to post things. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyler. I was going to say there's some racial jokes in there about like underage labor and all sorts of stuff.
Of course.
It's fantasy football, Austin.
It's hard work for a 2-year-old.
Yeah. To be fair, I think when Mark got his roast, there were some racist things said too. But, you know, we won't repeat those.
I mean, technically, he made his name. So, yeah. You know,
open game.
So yeah, I just got the panda reference.
He said it, not us. So, yeah. Too bad. It would have been nice to have Gabe on here, I guess, just to defend himself. But
I want to wake him up.
Yeah, he's still. It's almost 9:30. It should be close to waking up.
Be close.
Yep. Yeah. So that being said, with all that good stuff going in, we now have the top four guys, which is Mikey, Seth, Andre and Caleb. And Seth, in our bet in the very beginning of the season, we had I think you had Seth, Mark, Mikey, and it might have been Kyler or something, but basically what happened was I picked Andre and you, so we both pushed the bet. I guess we got two out of the four right, so no one really wins, I guess. Or Gabe lost, basically.
I won because I don't have to pay you anything else.
I think that's called a push. So. Yeah.
No, that's a win for me. I'll take a push, man.
Tie goes to the loser?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. As long as you see it that way, then that's fine. yeah. So, I mean, it was close. I mean, we got 50%, right? So, so that was last week, and I guess before we get into this week, we'll leave that towards the end. We have been doing some roasts, and this time Andre was on the chopping block, and we had Austin fill in. And I gotta say, man, I think it was a good pick. I think you did the job well.
Yeah, very solid. Nice work.
I like how it came down to. Until it was my turn to get roasted, that's when everyone decided to actually participate.
He has like a target on his back.
Yeah. There's a few of you out there that haven't sent me anything for any of these roasts before, but you decided to chime in on this one. So touche.
I like how all the roasts tied into what I had written. Like everyone's on the same page.
It was a good
this
connection.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were definitely themed for sure. So I don't know. You guys want me to read it like I usually do, just to go off on it?
Go for it.
All right. So this was a couple of days ago. Well, I guess it's close. 'Twas 10 days before Christmas, and all through the league, not a drunkard was stirring. Oh wait, 18 new sleeper notifications in 3 minutes. Damn it, Andre. Ever wonder how Andre was before becoming the Alex Jones of fantasy football news? Growing up with Andre, one thing was always certain. Everything was going to be at least a little worse than it was before he got there. Backyard games, ruined. Holidays, trash. Video games, hope you can catch a controller thrown at your head. And as everyone can see, he didn't age well either. I can't be the only one, Shoei typed, Andre, shut the F up, at least double-digit times and deleted before sending. Or received the trade offer of Michael Thomas for my 401k, my firstborn son, and for Gesicki and a third. Andre is in the semifinals. Pretty shocking, honestly. As well as his team has performed, Andre makes up for it with weird effing nicknames. Anyone else even know how to do that? Young Ho can get not take you so far. I don't know if that was
right. What was grammar. That supposed to mean?
English is your strong suit, huh?
Yeah.
It's okay. I have a drinking problem.
I can't read very well.
Did you type that before you puked on your own floor?
He will not stop until he gets everybody's floor.
Yeah.
Not seeing it happen.
For the record, Young Ho, it is one name. Why insult the man?
I think he's going to be my league winner this year.
Young Ho can only take you so far.
There you go.
Yeah.
In all honesty, though, thanks for all you do for the league. You keep it fun and fresh. Wouldn't know what to do half the time without the update. As much as we can all have waking up to 100 sleeper notifications, we love you, man. Hear, hear. So, kick it off with the meme right here. This is classic. Guys, I'm not a human dick, okay? Actually, you are with your trade offers. Dr. Andre Nozick wrote that. Or Nosedick. I'm not sure why Andre felt the need to give his players nicknames or why the sleeper app even allows you to do it. But if he was going to give his player nicknames, at the very least, he could have made them somewhat consistent with reality or at least funny names for dummies. According to Andre, all of his unproductive wide receivers are worth a first round pick, and you agree with him, Wideout Weekly. I appreciate Andre's dedication, but if I wanted to listen to someone incoherently ramble about things he reads on the internet instead of working, I would follow Donald Trump on Twitter.
I like that one.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good. Andre's a master at constantly offering shitty trades, the poop on trades post. Your regular season record is grossly inflated. It's possibly missing at least one loss for being banished to Facebook to run a fictitious mascot so we could turn our sleeper chat notifications back on. The Daily Solution. Andre's ass probably gets jealous from the amount of crap that comes out of his mouth in the Hannaby Academy. I can't say anything bad about Andre. He's clearly blessed by the fantasy gods with all-knowing player evaluation. His intelligence and instincts are amazing. He likes to talk about how bad his team is, yet he actually values each of his players as worth the 1.1 pick at minimum. Don't try to understand it. He's smarter than us. For us mere mortals, trying to talk to him about a trade is like riding a merry-go-round at 80 miles an hour while hungover and having to take a shit. We end up with nothing but a mess and wasted time while going nowhere. I'm really not sure why we even play fantasy football. We should just give our money to him directly. So there
you
go.
Did you write that yourself?
Whoever did that one right there, oh my God. You took some time. And it
almost good.
Makes me think like it's Nick, because Nick just can't stand you, Andre. So I'm wondering Nick was just typing that on the shitter someday and just like, you know what? I'm just gonna type two paragraphs.
You know, I've gotten enough roast from everyone where I can start to see like everyone, the style that everyone types with, so I can kind of put like ideas to who each person is on these. So
you know what, man? I totally agree with you. Like when I got them all for the first time, I was like, oh, now I'm starting to figure out. You can see like the patterns. Yeah, yeah. I was like, huh, I think I know who wrote some of mine now. Or just in general, just everybody's. They kind of have like, it's like a writing accent or something like that. You can pick up on it or, you know, what not. So it was funny because Nick's did not end either. Like Nick went, I don't know if you guys read it.
Yeah, the champ.
I was wondering, I thought that was Nick who wrote this. I was kind of confused on who this was.
I saw the champs, like the champs nickname.
Well, you know, he's entitled for at least one more week, I guess. So I figure we give it to him. But yeah, it was, I don't know. He gave a whole bunch of reasons to not back your nicknames, Andre. So it was pretty funny.
So I don't know if anyone else is in the same camp. So when I read this, Tom, you had like informed us that Austin would be like writing the official roast of Andre. So like, I thought this was it. I was slightly disappointed, like expected a little more out of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And then I started going like item by item with the players. And I'm like, Austin, for a guy that literally is not present throughout the entire season, like he did a lot of research like into these players. I was like, so, okay, maybe this is a valid roast.
Yeah, it was,
it's called Sleeper, man. Laying waiting.
Yeah, I couldn't leave it out because he did. I mean, obviously, look at it. I was like, I have to post it. So fun stuff, man. Yeah, so Andre, I mean, having heard all that probably for the fifth time this week, I mean, do you have anything prepared right now, or are you going to write all your stuff out in detail later?
I mean, I did give a few things in the chat. I think that unproductive wide receiver nickname change for all those things was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Andre had to go to Kumon. Just remember that when he reads.
Well, I was also about to say that for the way that you're reading, Tom. I can hook you up at the right Kumon Center for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy. All right, you know,
I'll take those over next week.
All I do is push cases. I don't have to read anything. All right.
That's fair.
Andre, you do age well.
I appreciate that. I did notice that a lot of people are a little upset with my trading skills, but I mean, I feel like I'm one of the people in this league that trades the most often and has the most legit trades, I feel like. So, and look where I am now.
First part of that was right.
I'm gonna cut Andre off there. Maybe that's like trade offers. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to start muting people.
Andre, quantity over quality is Andre's.
Andre has offered me trades for people when I actually like look into it. They're still free agents. They're not even on his roster.
Hey, well, if you don't respond to messages, I'm not going to offer you a trade that's good for you. I'm only going to offer a trade that's good for me.
What does that inbox look like now, Caleb? Are you down to about 39 messages of trade offers? Or because I know that I think they still carry over, even though the deadline still ends.
I probably have some messages to get back to. And speaking of which, Austin, I sent you a direct message earlier today, which has not been read yet.
Again, if you read the roast, there's a reason my notifications are turned off.
Should we bring it up now? I don't know if I can actually, because you wrote him a message, right? I can put it out.
What did that say?
Caleb, you want me to read it to you, Austin?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, greetings, Austin. Our commissioner, Seth Dusek, asked me to reach out to individuals in our fantasy football league. See, Austin. Seth works for an airplane company. He doesn't build planes, but he is responsible for building a strong culture. He would like us to do that here. So I'm using this message platform to inform you that you're doing a great job, Austin. Your players are lucky to have you as a GM. Although you didn't make the playoffs this year, you've built a strong foundation that you should be proud of. Best of luck in 2021.
Nothing about that was correct.
That's what Tom informed me. Tom informed me that you did make the playoffs, and I was like, "Well, shit." And then
last week I played you.
Yeah, no. Minutes later, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I beat him." On an honest mistake.
Oh my god!
I'm good thing I didn't read that message. I've been like, "This guy have a stroke mid like fucking typing." Lost his mind.
I build strong cultures. All right, keep building.
Caleb writes infomercials.
Yeah, I sent a similar message to
greetings,
Gabe.
Austin.
Yeah, are you the one that calls me 18 times a day as like a robot trying to buy my house?
Is that a problem?
Is that
it's annoying?
It's persistence.
It's persistence. Did you you said, Caleb, you wrote one to Gabe?
Yeah, I sent one to Gabe like at the beginning of the season. Just because Seth like wanted me to, you know, be proactive and as proactive as I can be basically at the end of the season. I've gotten two. So
It's good stuff. Maybe you should start your own newsletter like Andre did.
I don't have enough time.
Wait, Seth works for an airplane place?
I do.
I thought you like watch kids on the playground or something. Like, oh my
God. That sounds creepy.
You're like a recess, like whistle person.
I work for that
person.
Small company, that airline company. So
YouTube might take this down now. So.
Nothing of the sort.
You figure Seth out. Now he's on watch.
The recess warden or something.
Now I'm waiting for the cops to show up. Thanks.
Cheese pizza.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus rice. Okay. I mean, I don't know where to go now from that.
You go to the this week's playoffs.
Oh, well, hold on.
We're going to go to
playoff
matchups.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Three out of the five of us.
I remembered. We have like news and stuff we can go through real quick. I don't know what the hell that is.
I'm going to step away for 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Staring his paws. Bring your window to the front.
Does anyone know what Andre had for dinner this evening?
He's actually opening presents, I think.
What is on his wall? Sorry, Austin, can you explain what is on his wall?
I think those are called Funko Pops. They're children's toys.
Talk about recess watchers. And
yeah, children. That adults buy, I guess.
Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Andre home right now?
Yeah, he is home. I believe so, right? I
mean, yeah, he lives in Toys R Us.
Oh,
are those even still in business?
I don't think so.
The one and only
Seth, Tom, you guys would know. Austin, you're still at Babies R Us.
Yeah,
we're on Amazon now. Yeah. So yeah, and I'd rather start my own store so I can start getting rid of the toys that are in my house. Because it's ridiculous.
Those are called yard sales.
Yeah, correct. Or just the garbage, you know. Mm-hmm. That's
or
awesome.
Throw them two houses down.
Yeah, that too. The problem is his kids are older, so it kind of works the other way around.
I'll throw them two houses down.
Yeah, he's going to throw them back to me, and they're more relevant.
Goodwill.
You guys like live in the desert. Just throw them in there. Coyotes will take them.
they'll eat anything.
Yeah, fucking raise a new Mowgli out there.
So news time, right? Who has a John Brown? I think Nick does. So it's totally irrelevant, right?
Next slide.
Not irrelevant.
Next slide. Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah. F you. Next question. Justin Herbert, 27 passing TD this season, all time record for the rookie QB, 2.5 games to go. And
he's got 29. You got 29 now just because he threw up two last night.
So Seth, Seth, you're so lucky.
What? No.
You're running with Herbert at the very end of the season. Who would have thought that at the beginning?
Hey, man.
I thought he was going to be a bust. I thought he was a bust.
Well, when me and Austin made that trade, both of our guys tanked.
Right yeah. There.
Dak went out. Eckler went out. It was just like, well, we're both SOL now. Right. You know, if anything, I got a pick out of it, but.
Yeah, just the biggest flop.
My first taxi squad activation was Justin Herbert, and he's paid off so far.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done good.
Doing well. He's doing well.
I actually heard like he should have at least been picked in the third round. So I think he definitely came out unexpected, without a doubt. But he is at least worth where you drafted him, Seth.
Oh,
as far as the stuff that I looked at. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our 1QB league, that's where he should have been going. He actually could have gone like late second too, depending on because we have a 10 team league. So it kind of gets messed up when you start throwing 12 teams or 16. So he could have potentially his highest value point could have been like a late second, depending on the format.
And I think it was Burrow went first and Tua, I think, went second, right, in mm-hmm. our draft. So yeah. Tua went late second.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, late second, early third.
Pretty much around that time.
So. Yeah, we just had those three quarterbacks drafted, right, I think?
I think it was a weak class.
Jordan Love. You got Jordan Love.
You drafted
Love.
Him?
No, I picked up picked Love.
I didn't think so.
Waiver wire, yeah. Yeah, he was all waiver wire, dude. I blew my entire almost like $150 the day after.
Where, Tom?
$7 left.
Hey, and I still haven't used it. So, yeah. McCaffrey, dude, looks like you possibly will get him next week, assuming you get to next week.
Yeah, I
we'll be back in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty okay without McCaffrey. For he's only played they played 3 games this year, so
he's got like 90 points.
Yeah, he got like 90 points for 3 games. So, I mean, if I get past this week and if I'm in the championship, I don't doubt. I think he'll play next week. I don't think he'll produce, so I don't have a problem with him. I'd start him in my lineup, no doubt. So
go ahead, Caleb.
Quick question. Andre and Austin have both just stepped aside. Are they at the same place? Because I remember Austin mumbling something about a gangbang.
I think I remember that. I think it just went out the window because he just sat down. So,
Andre's back now.
The roast was enough.
Now it's Austin's turn.
So he tagged in, tagged out, is what you're saying. Yeah,
perfect timing.
Be right back. Hey, 5 minutes.
Who has Mike Davis in our league? Because like I saw, he had a good game. Nick. If not last week, the week before. Nick okay, does. So it doesn't matter this year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No. I'm actually surprised that you didn't try to get him just for something.
Well, I didn't think this injury to the shoulder would linger. So.
One thing was a high ankle sprain at first.
Well, the shoulder thing kicked off the second part, right?
Yeah. The second part. Yeah. So yeah. I wasn't too concerned about the ankle, then the shoulder, and then the thigh, and then that time of month for him. So it was
like running backs, dude.
Yeah. Running backs. apparently it's running backs who get paid because Zeke hasn't done anything.
It's true.
Zeke lost his whole line, man. You go from basically an all-pro line to what's going on there now.
Well, and he lost his quarterback, too.
Yeah, it's basically us five blocking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the cowboy expert, Caleb. So what do you got for us, man? Dude,
the offensive line literally is the five of us attempting to block. Like, if you watch games, like, I'll find myself just staring at the offensive line. They're horrible. Obviously they're NFL athletes, so they're good, but what they're going up against, it's like you might as well, send the JV home.
I don't know about you, but if us five were the front line, I would get up and let the other guys go through me.
I mean, because that's pretty much what they already do. So
yeah, I wouldn't even get touched. I'd be like, please go ahead, kill him. Like, no thanks.
I could get some solid lawsuit money if someone put me on an offensive line.
If you brought a knife or something.
I'd get flagged for a lot of chop blocks. That'd be my go-to.
Austin, I think they frisk you before the game, too. Yeah,
shanking with a toothbrush, 15 yards.
Like, why is he bleeding all over the place? I don't know, man. That's weird. You just got rolled over and started hemorrhaging.
Just going to know where the veins are.
Yeah, that's it. Prison rules with Austin.
Yeah, all right. Mean machine.
I saw this one, Andre, and I laughed because I think I read Jalen a million times, and I don't know if that was the point of it.
I assume so. Oh, just my! Everyone know that Jalen Hurts is starting this week, apparently.
Well, this looks like a mugshot from like 1995.
So it's like
Astro Shops hat.
So I read it, and I was like, Jalen Hurts has spent a lot of time after practice with young Russian. Jalen Rager, seven, blah, 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 blah. Jalen says more reps with Jalen last 2 weeks is helping. So
it's a lot of Jalen's.
So I wrote a comment.
Very third person.
Like a Dr. Seuss novel.
Yeah, and I don't know if this one I wrote. I was like, Jalen likes Jalen. Jalen thinks Jalen has a cool name. Jalen also likes Jalen's name. Jalen is Jalen. Who's Jalen? You Jalen. It's just like, that's the whole thing the entire time. I just kept on hearing Jalen. It's like sounding weird now. Where is this? Oh, yeah. Shorten the preseason to 2 games, and Goodell thinks it's a good idea. I mean, it probably is.
I think there was something else I forgot to add on to this, because this was a Dual post that was talking about shortening the preseason and then elongating the season to 17 games instead of 16.
I don't hope. Okay.
No preseason games this year, and they're still going to run 16.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did it with no preseason games, I don't think.
I mean, but you saw
there's no revenue. Ahead. There's no revenue opportunities this year, though, and that's what it all comes back to.
You also saw the amount of injuries spike this year without the preseason games.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, there's a lot of them, though.
Yeah, but you could attribute. I don't think that's a preseason game thing. That could be just people not being able to get into shape.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Because I heard the entire time, like, I want to say, like, even probably prior to rookie drafts, I kept hearing nonstop, you have to analyze how these guys are not going to be playing pre-games. They're in their houses, lockdown, or whatever they're doing. They're doing virtual practices, and they're not actually going out there and taking reps as much. Basically, they're held to their own for conditioning. So you don't know how they're doing right. That. I mean, so that I think might be the better, conclusion of maybe that's why there's more injuries, because they're kind of, I don't know, when did they all get into the their actual practices? Like a couple
weeks
before
they started that late.
Yeah.
I think it was like 5 or 6 weeks before the first.
Yeah, they started all that late. You leave people to do stuff on their own. It's not going to be the same as having organized team workouts.
Yeah.
It wasn't normally start in April, though. Like, all right, draft.
Well, and they.
Or May is when typically a season kind of kicks off, right? You got your.
Yeah, something like that. Well, they talked about the biggest thing was like the rookies couldn't even go do like pro days or like team workouts or anything like that. They basically got drafted and got onto Zoom FaceTime. Calls. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we are doing.
Yes. Yeah, and that's all it was. So, yeah, that probably is a significant factor in the injury game. But I don't know, like – the preseason thing for Dynasty actually helps us out a lot because we get to see, like, I can tell you right now, everybody who was, I think it was Miles Gaskin and James Robinson, you would have saw what they were doing if you were watching preseason. If there were preseason games going, you would have saw them and you would have probably picked up on whatever they were doing. You know what I mean? You didn't see either of those guys. And then all of a sudden they came out, you know, guns a-blazing. And now look at them, you know. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I think, yeah, from a fantasy aspect, but, you know, this post is from, like, an actual playing aspect.
But we're talking about fantasy, dude. This is a fantasy podcast.
We're mixing it up here now.
I mean, it's pretty hard to say that either their roles are going to be sustainable because you have the Jaguars probably drafting Justin Fields, who's a running quarterback, and we see any – like high-end running back that gets paired with the running quarterback, their ceiling just drops very massive.
I'm not talking about sustainability, though. I'm saying you would have had a higher probability of seeing what they could do preseason-wise, and then maybe because no one had James Robinson. Like, I picked him off the waiver wire because of something I heard, and I sold him for a first to Seth. Yeah. So what I'm saying is he would have been a hotter ticket, and I think the only reason why I even got him in the first place easy is because you didn't have a preseason. That's what I'm saying.
So I think you're overvaluing what you can tell in a preseason game, especially
he might
from
have played like
back.
One quarter. So,
Well, I mean, that's a good point. That's why I'm asking it. But
I think you learn more based on the fact that they dropped Leonard Fournette. Should have told you all you needed to know about James.
Well,
Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, like you're saying, they had a lot of like Robinson had a lot of stuff go his way, right? Fournette got cut. And then Armstead still has COVID or something.
I think he's still in the hospital.
Five months, 6 months.
A long ass time. And then what's his face? Ozigbo was out for a long amount of time. So
yeah, and then you have an offense that's very like running back reliant because you have mm-hmm. Gardner Minshew or whoever else is now starting.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Mike Glennon, right? I think
Mike
Glennon
now.
Is your starting quarterback for.
No, that's not true. Gardner Minshew just got put back in last week.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Get that nasty ass mustache out of here.
Yeah, what is it? Who has him? They're it's basically looking like Jacksonville or the Jets, right?
Yeah,
with the for Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't get Trevor Lawrence is getting Justin Fields, though. So
you think? Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. So Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Yeah, because now he's playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing now.
11 broken ribs and a punctured lung. Is he the Wolverine?
Sounds like he got hit by a train.
Yeah, like, is that like how many ribs do you have?
My favorite part of
a lot
this,
more than 11.
Yeah, favorite, but still, 11 seems significant, dude.
Guys, so 11 broken ribs, punctured lung. His head coach, he's someone we're not going to just hurry back and put it in the game. He's starting this weekend. This was 19 hours ago.
I mean, come on. They're like, you know what, Drew? You're probably not going to play next year. Let's just beat your ass into the ground. Why not?
Like one of those NFL Blitz video games. You take them to the sideline, like inject them with steroids, and they're good in one quarter.
Or like when the play's over and you can still body slam the quarterback when he's on the ground or whatever.
He has his broken spine. Let's hit him again.
Yeah.
He's
giving him a little steroid.
He's selling it, man. He's selling it. Let's see. Yeah. So like everybody from the Ravens is on the COVID list
still,
again, right?
Still
not named, not named Dez Bryant, baby.
That was,
he quit. He
Caleb,
that Caleb, was just Twitter. Yeah. That was Twitter rage. He's back.
That was hilarious. When you put that on there, Andre is like, it's like, yeah, I'm quitting. Right,
and
I'm
then, like
back.
4 hours left later, he's like, "All right, I think I overreacted."
He talks to his manager. He's like, "Oh, actually, you can't do that. I decided to come back." It's ridiculous.
That's a plus for Mark Andrews. Come on, Mark.
You mean Mark Andrews, the wide receiver one?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Come on, buddy.
We'll see if Lamar Jackson doesn't just straight run the ball like he did last week.
Yeah,
apparently,
throw to Mark Andrews.
That's fair.
And dude, I think I heard
in the locker room doing whatever he was doing in the locker room. Cramps.
I think he just shit his pants. Honestly.
Sure.
I heard a stat between, I think, the three running backs that they have, or I guess two, whoever, because I know Ingram has been out a little bit. But I think they have a combined target share of like 40, something like that, roughly. 40 targets
like over the season.
Over the season. Over the season. Between the three of them. Yeah.
I mean, I think the rest of the team also has 40 over the season.
Well, it's like you would think that like they would utilize that running back kind of like it almost seems like who in the NFL is actually utilizing that screen pass to the wide receiver right now? Like the Colts, maybe?
Packers.
Yeah,
Packers, yeah, Packers.
Philip Rivers can't freaking move.
And he can't throw.
Don't get me started.
There's no Colts news in here.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't even want to post that. When Frank Reich was talking about possibly bringing him back for multi-years, I was just like, oh, please, no.
Please don't. Just don't.
Let that guy go run like a fucking adoption agency or something with all his kids.
You know,
done with it.
He'd probably be very good at it. Okay.
Yeah.
He does
got
swear.
Like 10 kids.
Yeah. The Bucks put Ronald Jones on the reserve COVID list. I don't think he has COVID though, right? It's just they're calling
broken
it that.
Finger.
Yeah. What? I mean, sorry. Like, split him up because, like, instantly you see that and it's like, does he have COVID? Like,
The bigger issue here, Tom, is Adam Schefter. Do you not spell check, bro? Like, that is not reserve.
Reserve?
It's French.
I thought it was French.
It's
French. I was like, where the hell is Ronald Jones going now?
So I guess we know Schefter is French.
Sounds French.
Yeah, why not? Tajay Sharp going to the practice squad.
Who cares?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
I don't even know who that was. I thought it said Shannon Sharp for a minute. I was like, good God.
That's better than Tajay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Lions. Next slide.
yeah. Who's, I mean, who is this guy? Lorenzo.
I just saw that there was a passing. I was like, okay, this might be fantasy relevant.
And God rest his soul. Don't know who he is, but
yeah. How long has Baltimore Ravens been a team now? Decade plus, at least, right?
Late 90s.
Yes. 20 years.
Yeah. Well, they were all
tough. At least 2 years, as I can remember.
At least 2 years, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I remember they took
when
over
did Ray Lewis murder that person? Yeah, about that long ago.
I didn't see nothing, man.
I think this guy may have played at Kentucky, but I don't know for sure.
Colt McCoy taking over for, what is that? End up starting against his former team, the Browns. Freddie Kitchens.
Who isn't his former team, Colt McCoy?
I don't know.
He's been around.
I think so.
Yeah, holy crap. What year is this post from?
17 hours ago.
Oh, hey, God.
Hey, Caleb, your old boy, Jason Garrett, tested positive.
Your the old coach. Ginger. He'll be okay.
He'll be all right. All
right. He's a Texan. Stafford trying to gut out Carlos Jameis. I just need to be able to function, you know?
I mean, cartilage damage. That could be like a pulled earlobe or something. We don't know.
That's true. Or like a broken nose.
Yeah.
That's cartilage damage.
He's fine.
Yeah. He'll play.
Hey, did you guys know Matthew Stafford was high school football teammates with Clayton Kershaw?
I did not know that.
The more that's a cool fun fact.
Highland Park, Texas and Dallas, Texas.
Caleb, I just figured out your segment. Random stats.
Texas thoughts?
Oh. Yeah. Todd Helton was the backup quarterback for Peyton Manning.
There you go. I like it.
Did you know Peyton Manning apparently put his ball sack on a woman trainer while he was at Tennessee?
Did you know he's a quarter giraffe?
Does that mean his tongue is gray? The quarter?
No, he's just ugly as shit.
Oh, okay.
Like giraffes.
I think sloths are way uglier than giraffes.
Sloths are ugly cute. Giraffes are just ugly.
Just start a poll.
Super fancy relevant. Super fancy relevant.
Are giraffes uglier
than sloths?
So who watched the game the other night? Because I didn't. Marcus Peters getting caught spitting at Jarvis Landry? Like,
yeah, he hawked a loogie right off his back.
Peters is a trash person. Oh my God. The guy got kicked out of his college. Like, he's just horrible.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you watch the video from this tweet, you can clearly see, like, this big old loogie just flying at his back. I was like, oh, that's super noticeable.
That's wrong.
God, man. I'll hop off shortly. Yeah, you're fine. Lamar Miller finally going to the practice squad. So Seth, you can drop him.
Hasn't he been there the whole year?
No, Washington football
team. Picked him up in the other league.
The Washington football team signed him to their actual roster off the Bears practice squad.
I picked him up in another league that we're in, and I was like, oh, he might have a comeback here. Yeah, I dropped him. Like
a bad habit.
It was done.
Who thinks DeShazer Everett is just DeShone Kaiser trying to camouflage his name?
It's a good chance.
So I talked about that earlier. He's averaging 4 yards a carry on the season, but not a single rushing touchdown since Dak got out of there. So $90 million for 4 yards a carry. Pretty good.
And Mike McCarthy. There you go. Yeah, you can have him, Caleb. You can have him.
Mike McCarthy knows how to
suffered with him long enough. Man.
Mike McCarthy knows his running backs.
Knowing how to freaking tank a team like none other.
Well, he also won the Packers a Super Bowl, so I'd be happy to see
the
another
Super Bowl.
Now, he's Jordy,
going after this year.
What do they have? Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams,
James Jones.
Yeah, all those guys.
Driver.
Still not a good running back, though.
not. Seriously tested Mike McCarthy's mental capacity.
Well, Caleb actually did a really
good picture
of
him.
It's a good picture of him on the chat. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fantastic picture. There's Minshew. Highest
going to be running a trailer park in 2 years.
Get her done.
You can actually make great revenue there.
Yeah, I think you can. I don't think the smells would be very good, though. I have a vending machine at a trailer park. There's actually two of them. One of them is nice. One of them, I feel like I need to wear a bulletproof vest.
Peyton Manning was conceived in a trailer park.
No kidding.
Trailer parks make NFL legends, apparently.
I guess so.
So if you want to have a NFL star, you just have to go to a trailer park and get busy? Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
That's it.
Well, you have to go back and be born there. Is that it? You can't just be conceived there. You have to.
Yeah, you gotta go back to the place. See, whenever time travel happens, that's exactly what everyone needs to do.
See, that's the problem right there. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go back. So we talked about this too. The Jets and the Jags basically fighting over Trevor Lawrence. See what happens, basically. So I don't know.
If he doesn't come out.
Me too. That'd be funny. So then who takes Justin Fields?
Whoever has the number one at that point, I would assume.
I don't know. Are the Jets in any kind of position to actually try and trade for a quarterback?
I don't think they would trade for a quarterback. I think if anything, they'd trade Sam Darnold and draft whatever they can.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't really need a quarterback.
Well, so I don't know.
They need a new head coach. That's for the need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bring back Todd Bowles.
Get him out of there.
Yeah, that's true. Mariota, he's back.
Oh, my God.
Whose phone has gone off?
Oh, that's mine.
Come on, man. Andre, you were saying something about it, so he was looking pretty good, huh?
Oh, he looked really good. It was quite the spectacle, I'll say.
It's probably because he's all healed up now after all that non-playing time.
Maybe, but, you know, in one game, I was far more impressed with Mariota than I was with Derek Carr the whole season.
Kittle returning from IR, so that's going to help Kyler in the loser's bracket. DeAndre Swift said he started having headaches again Wednesday after the Washington game. It's something new. That was a concussion.
What do you think about that, Andre? He's your guy. He's slowest guy, right?
He's pretty slow. Yeah. I thought it was initially a concussion, and then, you know, he sat out for, what, 4 weeks? So that was concerning, especially from the season he's been having.
Yeah. And I think, when is
migraines?
Yeah, my migraines.
You guys remember Terrell Davis with the Broncos? Like, he suffered that, pretty much walked away from the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first migraines. Super Bowl I remember is the Packers-Broncos, 97, 98 Super Bowl.
That's the one I want to forget. My dad went to that game, and he's like, I'm never going to another Super Bowl again. Never. Or not when my team's playing, anyway. Never going to that game. It's harsh. And I watched Clemson beat the crap out of Ohio State down the street. And I'll never probably do that again either. I think it was Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence brought him back. And then I think I watched him get shut out by Clemson also. It's fun stuff. Yeah. Kerryon Johnson situation next year. Is he up? Is his rookie deal over?
I think he has one more year.
And then Peterson.
He's done.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to draft another running back and then have them back Swift at all?
No.
You think that's the situation?
I think the entire front office and the entire coaching staff is out from what I've gotten. The way they've used Swift is it sounds like they're going to try and use him more for a three down back and then, you know, see if they can have, if he gets tired of a change of pace, maybe the Kerryon. I still think personally Kerryon has some fuel left. I would like, honestly, just for Kerryon's talent, I'd like to see him traded to another team.
I think so too. But do you think they would hold both and like maybe sign Kerryon to like lower contract and just have him back Swift and just kind of go with those two?
Are you talking about the end of his contract?
Well, the end of his contract is when? Coming up, right?
After next season.
Oh, okay. So he has, all right. I thought it was coming up then. I thought it was next year. All right. So then they're definitely, that's going to be the 1-2 kicker then. Okay. I was just curious.
Barry Sanders is on the free agent wire.
He is?
Bring back Barry for your Lions fans out there.
Sounds like they need to bring back Emmett Smith in Dallas too.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Anything's possible. That's fantasy football.
I'm pretty sure he'd come back in a Cardinals uniform.
You think so? Kickers.
Kickers pass. Pass. Pass.
Pass. This is pretty good. I like that. Count Dooku just comes out. It's pretty nice. So manages to advance to semifinals, manages coming off a bye week.
I'd like to say at least I'm Samuel Jackson in that photo. So
think you are?
Only because of our lack of color in this league.
I don't know, Anja. I don't think you have his hair.
Diversity.
Close
diversity.
Enough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I put up some little things and all that, but just for whatever. So any kind of thoughts? What did we have going chat wise? We had some cool chats going. Andre, you mentioned Renfro looked like he died the other night.
I didn't see the hit. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, his teammates were like trying to pick him up, and his whole body and arms, head, everything was just limp as they were picking him up.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying, I'm looking down. Kyler showed up. Kyler was present.
Yeah.
Kyler. Never pay for a Raider. So
I threw him like $69 for Mariota. Yeah.
All right.
Kyler, I don't know.
This is where I get annoyed because I'm like, clearly it's not Kyler typing this. It's either Mark or the wife.
Right.
Right. Oh, man. Kyler's, I think I know he should be roasted next week, Andre.
I mean, I have the rules all set throughout every week.
Perfect.
I'm trying to decide if I should split it up 5 and 5, 5 for this season, 5 for next, or just bolt those through it.
Well, I think what you should do, I think you should, because we're gonna interview guys after all this, so we're gonna bring on one at a time each person, talk about the last 2 years, and kind of look at some different stats on our overall thing, and do that. So you have time to get everybody this year.
Perfect then.
For sure. Yeah.
I'll do and then, all
like,
10.
Yeah. And then maybe like next year you can time it out to where you're the last one is on the championship game. Yeah. And like kind of look at who's getting close to the championship, you know, and kind of keep them relatively in the game. So, but I think it's,
for us who've been roasted, we know who I won't be lying to for the last few weeks.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, you guys have anything else you want to kick around, or you want to go look at these matchups coming up? What do you think?
Just look at the upcoming ones.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Let's start off with Caleb and Mikey. Mikey changed his name for the third time this year, right?
Yeah. Weren't we supposed to lock those in at the beginning?
I thought we were supposed to lock it.
Yeah, we were. And then Kyler didn't even have a name, so...
And this is something I get hit up from, like, Nick, Gabe. Like, I think they kind of get irritated with Mikey because he just continues changing his name, where we made it very clear at the get-go. One name.
Made it clear.
Write it out.
Yep.
Are they really irritated about that?
I can show you guys the text. Like, we got a little, like, side
bet. Got the receipts.
We got a little side bet going. Yeah, nice. Nice.
I think you should present those receipts.
Yeah, just read it off like an infomercial.
Why not? Here we go.
Tom, this is our playoff matchup. So
this is one we got to pick.
Start thinking about how I'm going to lose. All right, buddy.
You got it.
Just think about that.
Did we? Did I pick first? Yeah, I picked first. So I think you pick.
Yeah,
this time
I'll do that next week. Yep.
Okay, you got it. So Caleb, I mean, how you feeling, man? It looks like it's – so right now you're sitting at a 59% chance over Mikey at 41, and then you guys are projected 137, 131. It's pretty tight. It's a lot of, you know, room there. Yeah, I mean, how you feeling, man?
Yeah, I really haven't looked at it. I mean, more like Mikey's roster. I know Mikey's roster because I've played him twice this year, and I think if you go to – like our league history in the top 10 all-time scores of our two-year history, Mikey's two performances against me are in that top 10. Like, doesn't matter. Like, this kid just goes lights out. Pretty much what I did to Austin. Sorry, Austin. what Mikey does to me. Where, like, you see a guy like David Lockett, you're like, yeah, I like my chances. And then he has like game of the year. So
who's David Lockett?
Tyler.
Is he a cousin?
It's Tyler.
Is
Tyler Lockett's brother, apparently.
All right.
Oh, it's his older brother. My bad.
Go David.
Yeah, it's like actually, a TJ Watt situation.
Actually, I went to Nebraska football camp way back in the day, and David Lockett was there. But Tyler is his younger brother. My apologies. You can Google it. It's legit. But no, I don't feel like I'll be victorious. I felt like I may be able to beat Austin, but I don't feel good at all going into this matchup because my team has not been consistent. We basically had the best performance in our 2-year history. So obviously we're going to have a letdown.
Caleb, so on that negative note you just put out there for yourself, who do you feel the most shaky about in your starting lineup just kind of looking at it right now?
Can I give you multiple names?
Well, I'll just give me one and then I'll see if some of the guys agree with you or not.
I think Tyler Boyd, like ever since yep. Joe Burrow went down, like it's garbage, but like it's risky. Like who am I going to fill him in with? Jameson Crowder, who may or may not play.
You could fill him in with Tyreek Hill right here. You got him.
No,
right
that's there. Tyson
Hill. I wish.
You got Whoops. Any good running backs? You could put Brown up there.
Or Saquon Barkley.
Dude, Adrian totally. Peterson, man.
AJ Green, I mean. Total stud this year. She's gotten 30 points total.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, Jerry Judy or Michael Pittman, like they're inconsistent. It's hit or miss.
All right, well,
and
here you go. Also,
will the Broncos have a quarterback to throw to Jerry Judy? Let's, no one knows.
Valid.
Let's do this. Who, Seth, who would you rather put in, Jerry Judy or Tyler Boyd? In fact, let's all say it. Who do you guys think? Who would
I'd
you rather
go,
put
I'd
in?
Go, I'll vote Tyler Boyd.
Judy's matchup this week.
Here we go. It is against Buffalo.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, 100% Boyd.
I would go Judy.
I go Golden Tate, actually.
You'd probably go Crowder.
Crowder earlier on, like, surprising. Was fire.
If yep. he plays, yeah, Crowder. But, you know, if he doesn't, Boyd.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're just looking for volume in a PPR, right? And I think Crowder gets the volume.
Volume and snap percentage definitely mm-hmm. helps.
I'll speak for Mikey because me and him have been texting on the side, just like
okay.
side bets there, Caleb. He's gone through the running back gauntlet of replacements. So he's gone, what, McKissick? He's got Gaskin, Mixon.
He put a decent amount. He put a decent amount of bids again the other day too, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a lot of players, but yeah. I think he is struggling with his RB2 there in his lineup.
McKissick,
so,
yeah. He has Tyreek Hill.
So, yeah, not the other T Hill. So
the good one.
I think it's going to be an evenly matched. Matchup. So,
hey guys, I just wanted to clarify real quick. Yeah. I said Kevin Lockett was no.
You said David. Lockett.
Kevin Lockett.
How many cousins does he have? Brothers.
Who did I say?
It's a Mississippi family. Got a lot of cousins.
Oh, Lockett. Tyler Lockett's brother David, and then you just said. Mason.
Dead air.
Kevin. Pick another generic name.
Steve.
John Lockett.
All right, moving on. Okay. So, Seth and Andre, you guys are actually.
Kevin Lockett is Tyler Lockett's dad.
There you go.
So, not brother. So, my apologies.
Roll. So, you went to a football camp with Tyler Lockett's dad?
A long time ago, Austin.
How long was it?
It was in the
10 inches,
like, mid late 90s.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
The 90s?
Yeah.
It's like right when I first started forming born? Memories.
You guys were born?
Jeez. Yeah. My first memories were in the late 90s.
I saw one of you guys, I don't know if someone posted it, I saw a picture of you three brothers. Somewhere, I don't know, you guys had to be like 8 or 10 or something like that. I don't know who posted it, I was like, I was trying to figure out what I saw Andre. I was like, well, you have the glasses. It's got to be Andre right away. And I was actually having trouble with you and Xander, Austin, at first.
I don't think we look alike at all, but a lot of people do.
Well, just it was just for a second. And then I saw it's okay. There they are. But yeah, you guys are like ridiculously look alike back then with the freaking blonde hair, man. Clones. All right. So Seth and Andre, let's hear it. Seth, how you feel? So Herbert went off for you pretty well. That's nice.
I thought he was solid.
Yeah, solid.
Only a good thing to come out of Oregon.
Solid. So, let's just go the same route here. Who are you feeling shaky about in this matchup?
Ridley, because Julio's out this week, so I have a feeling they're just going to double team and just shut down Ridley. So I'm a little shaky about him.
You should probably pick up Russell Gage then.
There you go.
He was on the Facebook Meister Flexible suggestion, yeah. Even though I
well, think he's the next he's, Julio Jones or his replacement.
I've actually heard that.
I think somebody agrees with that as well.
So,
yeah. Really
go that
fact check true.
Who else am I shaky about? Andrews, because tight ends, I'm always shaky about tight ends because they're tight ends. So
you're shaky about that one though?
Yeah, I am.
This year maybe. Last year, dude, he's kind of last year like was 20 dominant. Points a game every week.
So maybe Robert Woods, because if they get a big lead on the Jets, they'll start running and yeah. So those are my three guys that I'm shaky on this year.
Andre, same question, man. Like, what are you thinking?
You're muted.
You're gonna lose.
He all must. Right. Okay. Well,
so I'm gonna win.
He's definitely strong on young hoes, and
and half chubs.
Yes. Yeah.
And half chubs.
Can you hear me now?
His kicker's gonna get him 17 points again because that's how he wins games.
I was about to say the same thing. Is the 1%.
And his defense is gonna get him another 20. So,
what do you guys? Okay, so 24. Yeah, I mean, well, Herbert had the big score, so that's why.
I don't think Andre pays attention to projections. Just like I don't think anybody really does in this league. So projections don't mean much.
Delete projections.
It's tough to gauge. So
hey, a little turn back the clock action for you, Tom. Seth Dusek made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And was defeated by who, Seth?
Himself. So he beat himself because he didn't start the right lineup. So
and that would be me. And
I was gonna guess Nick.
Who was my kicker when I defeated you, Seth, and do you remember how many points Young Ho put up?
I don't care.
Probably like it's out of 20.
Dude, it was like, I was like, why have I not had this guy my entire season? Like he made, like literally, I think he had like 18, 19 points against you, Seth, when I beat you.
Yeah, I think he did. He went off. Yep.
It'll be interesting.
For you not to win the championship last year. So.
Oh my gosh. It's funny, we talked about it earlier, but those guys who were in the championship last year just have completely turned the tables this year. They're playing for the crap bowl. And I don't even know, are they both playing? I think they're both playing each other again this week.
Yeah, Nick like went on a huge run at the end of last year. Yeah. Nick was kind of middle of the pack and just like his team blew up right at the end.
Yeah. Hey guys, my apologies. We hijacked Andre's time to talk about his team.
Well, my headphones weren't working for a second.
Who cares?
Who are you afraid of this week, Andre?
Yeah, who are you afraid of?
So I know. So the whole league knows.
So you know. My tight end spot has not been the most consistent. Gesicki is nice, but, you know, he
hurt.
He really out. Lit up last week. So, you know, I'm not going to have anything there probably. I'm not too concerned about Chubb. Aaron Rodgers is probably the best quarterback in the league at the moment. Swift, you know, if he doesn't have headaches, we'll see. He'll probably give me a good 14 points, maybe. My wide
receiver. That dude's Mattville. That's
right. Get us some Vicodin.
My wide receivers are literally the least of my concerns.
Very unproductive.
Drake, as long as Kyler Murray is still injured, I think he should put up a solid at least 15-16. And I would say Drake and Gronkowski are my two biggest concerns.
I would say I'd agree with you on those. Those would be the ones I would be shaking on as well.
Drake tends to vulture touchdowns, though.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, he does. Yard from the 1 yard.
Yeah,
line.
He does. Yeah, vultures touchdowns.
I agree, Austin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's your 5-6 points right there, easy. From what's a touchdown in our league? 5-6 points.
Six.
I'm picking Caleb and Seth, and I'm picking Caleb by 30 in the championship.
Caleb and Seth, is that your okay? Let's go down the line then.
Hey, well, I want to know, Andre, why is Denzel Mims Jets curse?
Because Adam Gase.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that wasn't directed towards that good young man.
Your Baylor Bear.
Thank you. I don't know. When the Jets get Trevor Lawrence next year, he's the only place that they're going to be able to throw it.
Why don't you put a nickname on defense or kickers? I don't see a nickname on defense or kickers.
The league winner. That's Young Hoku.
Where's your defense though? What nothing on the Rams?
I expected the Patriots to be better. So I'm the only one who got one. I think
Ramrod. It's pretty obvious.
Carl Ramrod. Say it.
Say it.
You didn't say it. Oh, I forgot.
Classic. Classic movie.
Meow.
Meow.
The Leader Cola is one of my all time favorite movie moments. It's a great leader cola.
And they ruined it by doing a sequel.
I didn't watch a sequel for that reason right there.
Maybe it's not the time.
I did. It was just kind of meh, whatever.
I watched Zoolander 2, probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, God.
What is this? A house for little people?
A center for ants? It's got to be inside the building. At least 3 times bigger than this.
Yeah, 3 times we'll do it. 3 times. Oh, my God. So since we're starting to talk about movies, we probably should go. Seth, do you want to draft some guys, man?
Sure.
Why not? What do who do we get to go after?
I believe it's Caleb and Mikey, since they haven't played yet.
All right. Let me write these things down here. But you're going to have first pick. And right now, we don't know what that total was. But we'll get it in there at some point.
I don't think it matters. I'm going to lose anyway.
According to you, it doesn't matter. And I'm all right with that. So
I'm going to go with Russell Wilson for Mike.
Really, Seth? Really?
Don't even have to see your screen. Going blind shot here.
Wow, dude.
You got so excited that you shut off the camera there, Caleb.
I think he just left.
The DeAndre Swift headache.
Good riddance. I'm going to pick Derrick Henry then.
I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
Damn it. Okay. I will go.
Tyler Board.
Well, no, yeah.
David Lockett.
Tyler Lockett's dad.
I'm going to go Kelsey.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Jones.
Okay.
Making this short and sweet.
Yeah, right.
Quick and dirty.
It's down to business right here.
Yep.
It's just picking Mikey's team.
Basically, I think we know who he thinks he's going to win. Let's see. We have to pick defense and stuff too. I'm going to pick Steelers defense.
What do I need left? What do I got?
You need to pick a tight end, a flex, or no. Yeah. Tight end, a flex, and a defense and a kicker.
Wide receiver, Tom?
Huh?
Don't you need a wide receiver?
Yeah, I still need a wide receiver.
You're not going to look at A.J. Brown?
I mean,
AJ Brown.
Yeah, if you don't want to give him the damn thing, sure.
give me a flex.
Thanks, AJ Andre. Brown. You want that flex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give the flex.
So I got all right, so asterisks if you win this.
No such thing.
I'm just going to make Andre's emblem a cat from now on. Let's see. let's see. Flex time, wide receiver. I will go some Tyler Lockett.
Is your flex?
Whoever.
Okay.
One of them.
Who's the bench tight ends? Can you scroll on the bench for a sec, please?
Bench tight ends. They're probably not good. you want me to go back up again? Where are they?
This guy here is dead. Jesus.
So I'll not take good. Hurst. All right.
All right.
Tight end.
Hurst.
Hoping Kelsey gets injured.
All right. I need a quarterback still. Not good. I guess I'll pick Tom Brady. And you got Seth, you got a defense and a kicker left.
You know, I'm going to go with Jason Sanders there.
Sanders, Barry. Oh, Barry. Sorry. Okay. mm-hmm. All right. And then I need a flex. What do you, let's see. I'll just, I'm going to pick Schuster. And then Seth, you need a defense.
Ravens against Jacksonville.
Raves. And then I'll pick Blankenship. Done. You owe me $50.
Probably.
Boom.
I'll take it for my winnings this year.
I mean, you might as well just give me some of them because I think you owe me over $100 in cigars now.
Oh, easily $100.
Well, even if we take it at
what kind of cigars are we talking about?
Even if we take it at an $8 cigar, that's 8 times 12, yeah, dude. It's basically, you know, it's pretty damn close. So
it's around $100.
It's gotta be with tax. You're done. Yeah.
You don't do tax here.
I don't do tax.
$100.
Yeah, yeah, you're finished. So we can count those up. He said he had to go, and I'm sure that was his, dramatic outing. He left on a high note.
All right.
It's very Seinfeld of him. We didn't, speaking of, nobody gave me any recordings or anything, so I guess that's out the window. I thought it was a good idea.
So no Festivus?
Yeah, well, I mean, since
tomorrow, or are we good?
It's too late now. I was supposed to be here, so maybe we can go around our little table and just kind of say, so, I don't know. Andre, what was like your biggest grievance of this year, be it like just a player in our league or just a player on your team or the NFL in general, COVID, whatever? What was your biggest grievance?
I mean, I think my entire tight end spot I'm pretty not happy with. So and then Kenny Galladay, trading for him was probably not the best thing.
Yeah.
Just gave up another wide receiver talent for the year just for basically a second rounder. So that was fun.
There you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Austin, I know one for sure for you, but like, what is your biggest grievance for the year?
My biggest grievance, I'm going to go with Kyler Murray's pouty face.
Oh.
I think I love Kyler. I think he's got a ton of potential. I think he's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Guy needs to grow up a little bit.
How old is he?
22. That's what grown man in NFL standards.
I guess, yeah.
But I think give him a year or two, he'll grow up. But I don't know. Body language on the sideline. Kyler Murray. That's my biggest grievance right now.
My biggest grievance for your team, Austin, would be Michael Thomas.
I agree. Yeah.
That's not something you would have ever expected at the beginning of the year, though, either. The guy's always healthy and then never a locker room problem.
So listen to this.
Hurt and then punch someone.
Listen to this. So the same, I guess it was last year. So prior to 2019, you had Devontae Adams, like the most consistent or dependable wide receiver. the next year he's done, injury, whatever, doesn't do anything. That year, last year, Michael Thomas, best wide receiver, same scenario. Is there a trend?
Did Devontae Adams punch somebody in the face?
I mean, no, not to anybody else's knowledge. I don't think so.
Yeah, like what in the world happened there? I think I'm set up pretty, though, for next year if Michael Thomas can stop roid raging on his own teammates.
I think it'll be good.
What pick would you have there, Austin? Like, you got a first round? So if you go... Well, you're playing for what, fourth, fifth place right now?
Fifth, sixth.
Okay.
Fifth, sixth pick.
But you, some good value at fifth, sixth.
Wait, well, who got the first out of you guys? Didn't you give a first or was it a second?
No, second.
The second.
Okay.
I got you. Yeah, I think you got five or six coming up.
So. I think so. This is what if we're ever going to talk about like the draft and how to do all those type of things. Draft is a crapshoot every freaking year. I honestly think sometimes we put too much stock into like first pick versus fifth pick versus sixth. Who fucking cares? Like, honestly, Edwards-Helaire, look where Kyler's at right now.
I can tell you right now, I didn't like for me personally, I didn't hold. I already said it in the podcast before. I would have picked Edwards-Helaire fifth out of those guys.
Nah, 100%. No way.
Yeah.
No way. I would draft him first. I thought that was the right
pick. Hell no. No, I disagree. Huh?
JT was the first pick by you. He wasn't CH wasn't the first pick.
No, he's saying, though, Austin said he would have still picked CH. I'm saying I would pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire fifth out of those running backs.
I mean, I would have believed in CH's talent over Cam Akers.
Yeah, I'm just saying the stuff that I follow. That's because I don't do all the research. I just look at stuff that other people do, obviously. I don't have time to go into all this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job. You know?
Yeah, you do.
The only reason why I know anything
how
is
how many Coke machines are there?
You'd be podcast you listen to in a Coke round.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The only thing I even do is just stuff that I hear. A, because it just is entertainment, and so I don't have to worry about my god-awful day. And B, just because it's, you know, it's somewhat informational. So the stuff that I actually hear based off that, I totally did not have CEH at where you guys drafted him. 100.
Yeah. Like, but who's probably been the best rookie? Justin Jefferson?
I don't know. Well, no. We're talking about it depends. You're talking about running backs? You're talking about wide receivers?
I'm talking about best rookie in general. Like, who would have been?
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
if you're repicking this draft, who you taking number one? Probably Justin Jefferson.
It depends, though, dude.
I'd still probably take JT or CEH first.
It depends because, like, the wide receivers, I had them out. Like, what were they? Starting six through nine, Andre, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I think the order that we picked them in was correct as far as positional. Those those five guys needed to go first.
I think the only difference was that CeeDee Lamb was pushed up to third as the average pick, and then everything else was the same.
Yeah. See, they had him in tiers. Like, so the guys that I listened to had JT at tier one. The rest of the running backs were at tier two, and then the four top wide receivers were tier three, and that's how we picked them. You know, the order was
definitely
different.
I'm saying if you pick today based on
today
stats that they did right, your best rookie is probably Justin Jefferson, and I got him at the end of the first round. So at the end of the day, like, if you pick first, second, third, you can find the best player in the draft. Hell, Brandon Ayuk, if he played the whole year, might have been the best rookie. I got him in the second round.
Got him in the third round.
Third round. There you go.
I think it would change definitely with the wide receivers, the order that they go in. I think you got that. I still would pick JT one today.
Yeah, I just don't think there's a ton of difference between the first pick and the 10th pick in the draft. I think it's a crapshoot. You're always looking at it.
It could be, but this is dynasty and those details actually matter sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's my only argument for that. You know what I mean? So, but you got a point. Yeah. Cause like you're also looking at players who are going to react or players who are going to make a difference earlier versus later.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, with the rookies, you're really looking for later because, one, usually at the beginning of the season, it's a learning curve. Then they hit their stride in the middle. Then they hit a rookie wall. So you have good sandwich between two really bad areas of the season.
Yeah, it's really uncommon for them to come out.
You're like looking at that season two, season three steps that they take.
And usually the trend right now for a rookie, they start coming out right about now. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, a couple of them are like Akers, JT.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Jefferson. I mean, Jefferson was coming out earlier than
that. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. For sure. And I think Lamb's only limited just because of Dak.
Mm-hmm.
I really think.
Like, well, and that wide receiver corp, you got three guys who could be number one. Like,
Yeah, that was just tough to begin with. So,
yeah, it's relegated Michael Gallup to like cannot play him.
No, it's a bad problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
Or it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, good problem. First world problem.
Yeah, first world problem. Seth, did you have a grievance after that tangent?
I think only McCaffrey is my only grievance. So
then he comes back and
three games.
You can't have much of a fantasy grievance when you score like 160 points a week.
Without
Christian McCaffrey.
I can't beat a mock brother. That's my only grievance.
Right.
I can't.
On a normal week, you could beat us playing seven people. So
that'd be funny.
You guys, until this week.
We should do your breakdown record every week, and how many times you would have beat the two at the bottom. Brothers. Yeah, yeah, it would just be a funny stat to see.
Yeah, it would be fun.
And the one time they play you, it'd be funny if you beat them every other week.
Hey, I got one of Mikey's few losses too. So
you do. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Mikey went 10-3.
10
yeah,
and three,
10 yeah,
11-2, something like that.
Yeah, 10-3.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I'll take that.
Enough. So hopefully it works out.
Hear that, Mikey? I'm coming for you.
Fact check true. All right, guys. Well, if you guys have nothing else to say, I think this is probably a good time to wrap it up. We're almost at 2 hours, but it's give or take, so it's probably more like an hour and a half. But it was still really fun. Yeah. Excellent. We're going to be doing some interviews after all this stuff is over, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And we got the huge meeting coming up as well. It's going to be fun. Me and Seth have a tournament thing, or not a tournament, but like a playoff, format that we actually like a lot that we're going to present to everybody that I think it actually fills a lot of holes, no pun intended, and all this stuff. So it should be interesting. I think it's actually some good topics to talk about. So that podcast will not be recorded though, because I think there's going to be too much stuff going on for that. Yeah. So if you guys have nothing else to say, everything good, Andre, anything off? You got roasted. You're good.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun. Good luck, Andre.
Yeah. Andre, I need a written script of the comebacks, and you can post it on the Facebook, man. Yeah. I want to see it if you got the time. So, guys, until next time, always remember, strive to be super.
Conquer the phobia.
And as always, stay flexy. See you.